You know, you'd have to try pretty hard to miss all the headlines and all the buzz surrounding Michigan's head football coach, Jim Harbaugh. After the disappointing decade for Michigan football and its fans, Harbaugh rode into Ann Arbor to great acclaim, and that's putting it mildly. And as we're about to hear from Michigan radio sports commentator John Eubacon, Harbaugh's motto, "Hungry dogs hunt best," really was born way back at the start of his time at U of M. John, tell us how things got off to a very bumpy start with Harbaugh's first team meeting with Bo.
You got to remember that Jim, of course, basically grew up in Ann Arbor 7 years from about 4th grade to 11th, 10th grade or so. He's the ball boy for the team. So Bo has known Jim since he was 9 or 10. His dad, Jack, was the defensive backs coach for Bo for those 7 years. Jim is like a son, basically, to Bo. However, when you show up 5 minutes late for your first team meeting, it really doesn't matter too much. And Bo's famous quote to him is, "You will never play it down at Michigan." Now, keep in mind, the seniors have been hearing this stuff for 4 years. They knew it was a bluff. Jim didn't, so he was never late again and ends up being the Big Ten MVP. But I can also guarantee it's not a good idea to show up late for his meetings now either. He is almost the reincarnation of Bo himself.
Well, I love your phrase. You say weapons-grade discipline is back in town.
Oh, yeah. Weapons-grade indeed. This guy is a jackhammer. One of his great quotes is, "I don't get sick. I don't observe major holidays. I am a jackhammer." It's like, I tend to believe it. These guys get up at 5:45 in the morning. They meet in the hotel lobby of a 3-star hotel here in town. They eat some oatmeal. They go into the office. They go to midnight. They carpool back. They get up and they do it again.
Wow. Wondering, how has recruiting gone since signing day for both Harbaugh and D'Antonio?
Very well on both fronts. Now, they're after, I think, different kinds of guys, so the overlap is not as much as you might think. D'Antonio knows exactly what works well for him, and it's worked very well for him. So some overlap, of course. Everyone wants the top dogs, but hard to tell right now because there aren't that many commitments coming in this time of year. Mm. But Jim basically only had a month to recruit his first recruiting season. They're fixing that now. So D'Antonio, Urban Meyer, and Jim Harbaugh, the Midwest will be very carefully gone over.
Let's pivot over to basketball. We've got the Big Ten Men's Basketball Championship underway in Chicago. What do you see for Michigan playing Illinois today?
Playing for their lives and not their NCAA lives. That ship has sailed. By the time this thing runs, of course, we will know who won that game. They've got to win that game. If they win that game, they're playing Wisconsin next. That is no bargain.
Ooh.
Wisconsin is the top team in the Big Ten, one of the top teams in the nation. They have to win that game, too, probably to get an NIT bid, not NCAA, but National Invitational Tournament, which is the leftovers, basically. And even that is going to be a stretch for Michigan.
And Michigan State's playing, we don't know yet, on
They're a whole
Friday.
Lot happier.
They got the third seed.
They got the bye. They're the third seed in the Big Ten tournament. They will likely be playing Ohio State in their first game, assuming the Buckeyes advance. They could still lose that game and still make the NCAA tournament. They'd like to win as many as possible because the more you win, the higher your seed, the easier your opponents are as you enter the tournament. But this is not one of Tom's best teams.
Yeah, it's been a struggle. It has been a struggle. But you have said
Putty and paint, man.
But you said you totally see them getting that 18th bid on Selection Sunday.
I don't imagine a scenario where they can't get it.
Okay, and we'll just recap again. You've said it often. Michigan's ship has sailed for the NCAA, and they're hoping for the NIT. What do you see a year from now for Michigan?
Watch out, because almost everybody's coming back. Caris LeVert, their one star on the team, might be coming back as well. That is not clear yet. But everyone else is coming back. They will have a very seasoned, experienced team. And Beilein can flat-out coach. In some ways, D'Antonio, Michigan State football, and Beilein, Michigan basketball, are very similar.
They
take 2- and 3-star players, not the 4- and 5-star players. They coach them up, and within a couple of years, guess what? You are now ready for the pros. And that's been the problem in both cases. They are ready for the pros, and they go.
Finally, a few thoughts on the Lions with Sue headed to Miami. Should they have cracked open the piggy bank to keep him?
It would have been a $27 million piggy bank, and this is one of these utterly irrational sports budget debates you get going. Yeah. Is he worth it? No. Nobody is. The flip side is he worth it to your franchise? Very tough call. Many people think that he was because he's a straw that stirs the drink on defense. Everyone becomes better. You got to avoid the guy and so on. The fact is you will not know the answer until we talk about a year from now.
But I did hear, I think it was someone on ESPN saying, hey, 6 years with the Lions, what have they done?
True also. No playoff victories.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, they've got a smart bunch at the front office at the Lions right now. And for $27 million, you can get 3 or 4 other very good players. So it might work out very well for them.
And we're seeing probably looking like Nick Fairley is headed out of Detroit as well. But he's been battling weight and injury problems. So how do you see the Lions plugging those holes? And do you think that trade for Ngata with the Ravens, do you think that'll help?
Well, when John Harbaugh, the Ravens coach and Jim's brother, sings his praises as a great player and a better person, you take that seriously. I think John Harbaugh is a very good judge of character. So I'm sure he will help the Lions, no question about it. The question is, will he help the Lions that much? I still maintain it's on Stafford more than anybody. Matt Stafford, the quarterback, he is a good to very good quarterback. He is not yet elite himself. He has got a losing record against winning teams on the road. That can't last.
Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubank. Thanks, John.
Sandy, always a pleasure.